This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found. You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from Jay Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking, rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission, the collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
White noise whispers through my veins. A thousand ghosts repeating my name. I reach through static, but nothing replies. Just the hum of silence beneath my eyes. Every truth is a coded sin. If I can't hear it, do I still begin? If I can't tune in,
the program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is lovely Whip About Wednesday, December the 3rd of 2025. day 337th of the year, and only 28 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so how have you been? How's the last 24 hours or so been? Because, you know, that's always an important stuff to ask as we are doing our thing, that is for sure.
Be advised. The show that's about to begin is known to cause sudden mood improvement. Proceed with volume.
Yep, there you go. So we're hopefully going to cause some mood improvement as we are hanging out. So let's talk about this. Our show consists of safety of the news and safety. That's kind of what we do around here. We talk a little bit about this. We talk a little bit about that. We go down the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we talk about some of the stuff that is going on inside of the news cycles, and I bring in some professional broadcasters to talk about what the hell exactly is going on inside of the news. So that's kind of how it goes. If you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process in doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. And that will get you moving and grooving with everything that's going on. Easiest way to do that. And then once you do that, it'll give you a little prompter on the screen, and then I'll know exactly what to do, what you're looking for. You will get probably more success with text messaging than anything else. Just saying, I'm keeping it as realistic as possible. So there you go. So a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's kind of how it happens in the overnight. As I take a look around at all of the things that are going on inside of there, and I go, okay, we have to talk a little bit about this, and we have to talk a little bit about that, and I just try to figure out how we're going to do it all inside of El Programa. So don't worry about any of that stuff, because we will go into the deeper dives of everything that is going on. So normally what I like to do is I like to start off straight with news stories. This is exactly the way you know what is happening out there. That way you have no doubt whatsoever, and then as you go down that path, boom, it's easy, simple, and directly into the point. The reason that I say this is because when you start doing some of your meetings, you need to know what's going on inside of real time, opposed to kind of like, oh yeah, yesterday I heard. Yep. We start off right away with what is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So our show is available on safetyfm.com. Our show is available at radiobig.fm. We have streaming apps directly on there. Of course, we are on iHeartRadio. We're on all these different platforms. We are a radio first show, followed by a streaming platform talking about bidding on the video services. Of course, we're also inside of the podcast world. So if you take a listen to our numero uno, which is this hour, which is the only one that we do video with, it will become a podcast directly as I end the first hour of the show. Hour two and three is on RadioBig.fm exclusively, just in case if you're wondering how the pattern goes. So if you're good with this, I am good with this. We can get you into some of the news stories, because that seems to be like an important thing to do right at this moment.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Heavily armed gangs have swept through Haiti.
News in Paris, I'm Ross Cullen. NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels on Wednesday after no breakthrough was reached in Ukraine peace talks between President Putin and the US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. Russian officials say the talks were constructive, but no compromise was reached over territorial concessions for Ukraine. The Russian leader said that Moscow was ready for war if Europe decided to start one, but warned that all of Russia's aims would have to be satisfied in any eventual peace agreement. Vladimir Putin said Europe's peace deal demands were not acceptable. And there are reports on Wednesday that the European Commission plans to make a legal proposal to use frozen Russian assets to fund Ukraine, while also leaving open the possibility of borrowing on financial markets to support Kyiv as the war continues. Staying with Russia, after his talks with the US, President Putin is preparing to land in New Delhi this week, with the Kremlin hoping to deepen energy cooperation and boost sales of advanced weapon systems to India. Moscow is also pushing for a new labor mobility agreement to hire more Indian workers. Ishan Gurk reports from New Delhi.
New Delhi is hoping to secure five more squadrons of S-400 systems and finalize a free trade agreement with Russia's Eurasian Economic Union to unlock markets for Indian exporters. Reports say India also wants to push $100 billion in annual bilateral trade by 2030, a figure that would require significantly ramping up Indian exports. It's a delicate balancing act as New Delhi tries to deepen strategic ties with Moscow while navigating pressure from Washington and Western capitals. The Kremlin says that trade must be shielded from US pressure. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Russia wants to build a secure trade architecture so the US cannot interfere with business between Moscow and New Delhi.
US President Donald Trump has repeated his threat to carry out land attacks on Venezuela as he has defended strikes on alleged drug boats in the Caribbean Sea. Tony Waterman has more.
Welcome to the final cabinet meeting of 2025.
During a White House cabinet meeting on Tuesday, President Trump claimed that for every alleged drug boat the US blows up, 25,000 American lives are saved. He provided no evidence, but said he wants those attacks to continue and repeated that land attacks in Venezuela are imminent.
You know, the land is much easier. It's much easier. And we know the routes they take. We know everything about them. We know where they live.
The Trump administration has framed the boat attacks, which have killed more than 80 people since September, as a matter of national security, saying drug cartels are intentionally poisoning Americans. President Trump also signaled that his war against drugs could be expanded, saying that any country that is manufacturing or selling drugs into the U.S. is subject to attack, specifically naming Colombia.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the role rare earths and other critical minerals now play in American foreign policy. They are very much at its center, with President Donald Trump seeking to broker deals to secure a greater degree of access to them wherever he can. Vital to modern economies, they have become the touchstone of U.S. foreign policy in ways that echo earlier efforts in history by imperial powers to control trade in a vast array of other goods. Gracelyn Baskerin is director of the Critical Minerals Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
In an era of, you know, America first, we realized very early on, I mean, dating back to February, with less than a month into inauguration, that we were not going to meet our minerals needs alone. And that's when you really saw the minerals being embedded into our foreign policy. There was a real concern in January that the U.S. was not going to participate in multilateralism. But the G7 cooperation has really centered on critical minerals. They've talked about standards. We're working together to find a price floor mechanism to create an ex-China marketplace. And you've seen that bilateralism with agreements in Japan, Australia, Saudi Arabia, Ukraine have really centered on minerals.
She spoke to Foreign Policy magazine. And of course, one of the reasons why President Trump wants to get a peace deal done with regard to Ukraine is so he can pursue mineral deals with Russia in the event that it is no longer sanctioned. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And the top stories once more. NATO foreign ministers are meeting on Wednesday after no breakthrough was reached in Ukraine peace talks between President Putin and the US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. The former EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini is among those who have been formally accused of procurement fraud and corruption. And Malaysia says the search for missing flight MH370 will resume this month. And that's the latest feature story news. Ross Cullen reporting from Paris.
We're the radio station your car GPS knows is the real reason you take the long way home.
You have arrived at your destination.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula. to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's RULA.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's RULA.com/safetyfm because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Stir this until the sugar is dissolved.
From sweet to savory.
I think it'd be awesome to be able to cook an awesome meal for husbands when they come home.
Okay, the perfect steak.
Into my screaming hot pan here.
It is delicious. It's comforting.
Stainless steel. They're hard pans to clean, and they're only for chefs.
Is what I would say if I was an idiot.
When it comes to making your pan nonstick, you actually want to warm up the pan. Ideally, on medium heat for 2 to 3 minutes. If you're not sure if your pan's hot enough, you can sprinkle some water on it, and if it bubbles up, that means it's ready. If it evaporates, it's not. This is a fried egg. Do you see how it doesn't stick? It might take you a couple of times, but once you figure it out, you'll never use another pan again.
You know, we need all the cooking tips that we can get because we're in that time of the year that, you know, you have to really get it together. That way you don't screw everything up when it's all said and done for, you know, that Christmas dinner, because that's the next big one that we get to talk about. Anyway, 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out and doing all the lovely stuff that we get to do. So let's start talking right away because we have to talk about it. We have to go down the path. And I'm going to tell you, WTF, welcome to Florida. A Florida family's DoorDash order turned into a nope moment when their Ring camera caught the delivery driver dropping the container of boneless wings on their doorstep concrete. Instead of doing the decent thing like mentioning it, replacing it, or at least pretending to feel shame, the driver scooped up the wings off the ground and then stuffed them. Yep, I said stuffed them back into the box. Then he kicked the sauce platter and walked off licking his fingers like he just won a barbecue rib contest. Customer Trina Brown says that her family never would have known if it wasn't on the video. She's now calling it for a better training and higher standards for delivery drivers, and DoorDash admitted that the behavior was way below acceptable and says that it's investigating and has had issues with the driver and has presented a warning. Brown hasn't ordered a takeout since. And honestly, after seeing the video, who could blame her? I mean, I'm just saying.
Duh.
I mean, it's just one of those weird things that I wouldn't do it. So forget farm to table. This was like sidewalk to stomach. That's what it sounds like when it's all said and done. So what do you think? I mean, how do you feel about some of these food delivery services? I'm just asking the question because I would love to have a better understanding of it. Because here's the funny part. If you don't know this, or at least don't realize it, some of the places will actually put stickers over what needs, like when they actually close the box. That way they know that if it was open or not. So that's kind of like their guarantee seal of approval. And then there's other places that don't do anything whatsoever for them. So you're kind of lost in translation a little bit when it's all said and done. So what do you think? When it's all said and done. I mean, I don't know. Just one of those weird ones. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. A fed-up newlywed turned to Reddit after her husband demanded that she whip up a full-blown gourmet meal for him in the middle of the night. They were talking she buys meat wraps in the Whole Food Network lineup. She already cooks most of their meals and actually enjoys it, but midnight kitchen marathons after a full workday? Hard pass. When she gently told him that she wasn't signing up to be his personal 24/7 chef, he threw a tantrum, citing the classic red flag line, "My mom always cooked for me." That sparked a fight distance and a full 600-person Reddit dogpile backing her up. The commenters pointing out that obvious he can cook for himself. He's not marrying a mother replacement and demanding elaborate meals at midnight. Peak man-child energy. The thread even drifted to another frustrated wife whose husband got annoyed because she wouldn't stop in mid-cooking, hands covered in food, stove blazing to help him change one of their kids, despite the fact that she takes care of them all day and works. In both cases, Reddit verdict was unanimous that these things need, or at least these guys need to grow up, step up, and stop acting like helpless toddlers with facial hair. If he wants gourmet at 12 a.m., he can meet Chef Boyardee in the pantry, because that's the only way around that one, it sounds like.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Yeah, I mean, it gets a little bit weird there when you start talking about it, so there you go. I don't know. This kind of looks pretty interesting. So let's talk about some other stuff, a little bit more serious, of course. Google has just released the latest AI chatbot last week, with results good enough to send competitor
OpenAI
scrambling. Sean Altman, OpenAI CEO, sent a company-wide code red alert memo to employees on Monday demanding that all resources go into improving ChatGPT and suspending other major initiatives. 3 years ago, to the week after ChatGPT's release, in particular, Altman wants employees to focus on speed, reliability, and customization. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, at Amazon is rolling out a super fast delivery program near its headquarters in Seattle and Philadelphia that would deliver select products within 30 minutes. The initiative, called Amazon Now, will cost $3.99 per order for Prime members and include staple grocery items, everyday household essentials like paper towels, and some over-the-counter medicines. This is according to KIRO. So what do you think? Is there anything that you need to order that you need to have a delivery service bring it to you within 30 minutes? Because, I mean, I guess so. I mean, that would be kind of a cool thing or a good thing at the same time, because that's where it gets pretty interesting. I will tell you this. I remember years ago, I had heard of ordering stuff through Amazon, and you can get it within 2 hours, at least in the area that I was in at the time. And I remember one of my former school instructors, really radio school instructors, to be exact, he told me that he had ordered orange juice. Yes, orange juice, just to see if he could get it within 2 hours, just to test the program. And I wonder if this will be one of these things. And then my question becomes this. Will this be drone delivery? I'm only asking because it's going to get kind of weird when it's all said and done. Because how are you going to get somebody to pull the product, move the product, and then get it to you within 30 minutes? Like, I know where the closest Amazon warehouse is to where I live, and there is no way that you will pull that off in 30 minutes. You just can't do it. So I wonder how they're going to set that up. But I think I've went way too long in talking about that. That is for sure.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on, like always, inside of the world of the multi, because that is what is happening. So let's talk about this. GameStop customers, $30,494.70 Pokemon card trade and set records. GameStop says the customer in Grapevine, Texas, just made the company history by trading in a PSA 10 holo general Pokemon cards for $30,494.70, the biggest single trade in the chain has ever logged. The card went through GameStop's full authentication and verification processes and was valued at $33,883 fair market value. GameStop paid 90% to that customer to pocketing the remaining margin. When the company used the moment to clap back at the people who mocked the trade-in program, declaring that anyone calling GameStop trade values bad is factually and demonstrably incorrect, and that all the objections of their trade-in prices now without merit. So what do you think? I'm just asking, because you know that this is going to get weird. Weird, 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 weird. Okay, so let's take it down to
New Zealand
for a moment. A man in New Zealand is facing theft after charges after allegedly walking into an Auckland jewelry store, grabbing a 22,000 for Burge times 007 octopusy pendant and swallowing it. Police arrived within minutes and arrested him, but the pendant is still missing because, well, it's somewhere inside of him. The luxury locket is 18 karat gold covered in green emeralds and packed with diamonds and sapphires. It even contains a tiny golden octopus, Bond style. This wasn't his first stunt either. He also is accused of stealing an iPad from the same store earlier in the month, plus cat litter, flea treatment from private home the next day. He's now in custody and is headed to court on Monday. Quite a resume, one may say. So the man didn't steal jewelry. He carbo loaded for carrots. And I mean, doctors won't need x-rays. They'll just need to follow the sparkle, because that will be the easiest way to do it. So what do you think about this? It's interesting because I don't know. The only way that I would imagine that you could determine if he actually has it is if you look via x-ray, MRI, or something along those lines. There's no other way about doing this. So there you go. I don't know what's going on. Do you want to hear something weird? Do you go to the gym a lot? Are you let me rephrase that.
Are you a dude that goes to the gym a lot?
Because if you are, let me tell you this. Most men have peak focus between 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. Protect this window like it's your last slice of pizza. Schedule your heavy work here. That is your testosterone productivity window, according to this case study of what is going on. Now, I don't know if they're talking about one person, but it says the case study is this. It doesn't give me kind of an example rate, but man, it's one of those weird things when you start thinking about this when it's all said and done. Okay, so take a listen to this real quick, because this is where it's getting pretty interesting. At the White House, the cabinet meeting, President Trump brushed off voters' concerns about rising prices and insisting that his administration has brought costs down and that affordability is nothing more than a political slogan invented by the Democrats. He pointed out that gas is cheaper lower electricity costs, and year-over-year drops in grocery prices as proof of the situation is improving. He argued inflation was far worse under Joe Biden and repeated his claims that he inherited the worst inflation in history. This message, however, clashes with the recent Daily Mail and, JL Partners poll showing that the cost of living, healthcare expenses, and the economy are Americans' top worries. The president also took a shot at the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, calling him incompetent and suggested mortgage rates will fall once leadership is in place early next year. Later, Vice President J.D. Vance stepped in and clarified the administration's message, saying there is an affordability crisis, but placing full blame on the Biden era policies. So there you go. I don't know. So talking about that for a moment kind of makes it kind of interesting because it seems to be a high level of concern still. Of people talking about things not being affordable. So there you go. So as we talk about affordability and some of the stuff that people are going into, let's talk about this one because this is where it's going to get interesting. IRS agents to review OnlyFans content to determine if it's pornographic. Let me try that again.
If it's pornographic.
Okay, Congress slipped a no tax on tips deduction into the big spending bill, but the catch, it doesn't apply to prostitution or anything considered pornographic activities. Problem is that nobody bothered to find pornographic activities. What did that actually mean? Classic Washington move. Write the law, forget the details, and let someone else sweat it out. So now the IRS is stuck trying to figure out where the line between adult content and just spicy enough to dodge taxes. With nearly 5 million creators on OnlyFans, many not even posting sexual material, agents are going to have to literally watch content to decide whether someone qualifies for the deduction. Yes, IRS employees are now professionally obligated to review videos. I mean, I don't know. I want you to think about this for a moment. There was a period of time that OF or OnlyFans was talking about that they were going to remove all of what they considered sexual content from their site.
Duh.
And then all of a sudden, they pivoted pretty hardcore. I shouldn't probably use those words in combo. But they pivoted pretty drastically there, saying that this was a no-go. They were not going to do that. Because I wonder if they sat back for a moment and somebody said, okay, technically this is a great idea, but you know how it goes. Somebody all of a sudden turned around and said,
We are going to lose a crap load of money, baby.
So, and all of a sudden, they figured out they were going to lose a crap load of money and said, we can't do it in that fashion, and we're going to move forward with some other things. It's definitely one of those things to think about.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. A federal judge has ordered Ramula Langkamwal to held without bond as he awaits the trial for the deadly shooting of two National Guard members in D.C. The judge said that keeping him locked up was necessary to protect the public and noted the DOJ's case against is exceedingly strong. Let's see. The 29-year-old Afghan national is accused of shooting Guardsman Sarah Beckstrom, 20, and Andrew Wolf, 24, near the Fagat West Metro Station. Beckstrom died and Wolf is still in critical condition. The 29-year-old was also shot during the incident and has been hospitalized under the guard policy. So there you go. What a crazy thing when it's all said and done. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world is the way that it seems. Okay, let's get into this one real quick. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is going all in defending the Navy Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley, the commander who ordered the second strike on a suspected drug trafficking boat in the Caribbean on September the 2nd. The strike now is under heavy scrutiny. Hegseth posted on that Bradley is an American hero and insisted that he has his 100% support, stressing that the Admiral's combat decision were justified. Hegseth said that himself is under fire since the White House previously said that He authorized Bradley to carry out the strikes on the drug-running vessels. The administration maintains that Bradley acted within his legal authority and that the goal was to eliminate the threat to the U.S., but Washington Post source noted that the White House statement left the chain of responsibility blurry. Several investigations are underway. So what do you think about this? It's going to get pretty interesting before it gets anything else. That is for sure as we are talking. So anyways, we are 32 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here. And we're going to do something slightly different. I told you that as the world moved, we would continue doing some things differently around here. And that's where this is going to happen. So today we're going to go over a little interview that I had with Emily from the ACFS. So take a listen to
Emily,
this.
Emily, so tell me a little bit about what's going on. The ACFS is putting on an event next year. Can you tell the people that are listening what is exactly going on?
Yeah, so the Alliance for Central Florida Safety, or ACFS, is really excited to host our annual Safety Day, and we are kicking 2026 off on February 4th with our Safety Day event. It's a one-day event with local speakers, vendors from the Central Florida region who are turning out to help the Central Florida safety community grow and learn and continue their education.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this, because this is an event that's been going on for years on end, and it looks like it's just great. It just keeps increasing year over year in regards of what's going on. I did notice that there wasn't an event that took place in 2025. Was there a reason behind that?
Yes. So 2025 for the Central Florida region was also jam-packed full of really great safety days. And typically we do host our safety days in the fall, and our last one was in 2024. And just because of all the great events that were happening around the region, we decided to attend those events, and ACFS was out there supporting those. But we really wanted to kick off 2026 as one of the first events of the year and get people excited for the rest of the year to come and all the other great events that occur in Orlando.
Now, is this one restricted only to people in Central Florida? Is this open to pretty much anyone who wants to come down?
No, this is absolutely open to anyone who wants to come down. Again, year after year, we really pride ourselves in affordability. So it is $50 until about 2 days before the event. And this covers your entire registration for the day, parking included, an Italian lunch buffet is also included, and associated CEUs as well. So definitely a very affordable event. Anyone is welcome to attend, and we are happy to see people from outside of the Central Florida region as well.
Well, I have to tell you, for price point wise, in regards of everything that includes, that is the best bang for your buck that you're actually going to get. Now, can you tell me a little bit about the speakers that are going to be there, if you don't mind?
Yeah, we have five speakers throughout the day. So we have two speakers who are returning from 2024. Stephen Frost, who is with USF down the road, and he'll be talking about the OSHA fall protection standards, preventing tragedy from every height. So getting some really good insight into fall protection and OSHA's perspective on that. And then Kelly Vernish is also returning this year, and she will be speaking about safety third. So definitely an interesting kind of topic. I know we always tend to hear safety first in a lot of different kind of avenues. So very excited to hear from them again this year. And we're welcoming three new speakers as well. Luis Vasquez is going to be talking about empowering the next generation, cultivating safety leaders. And he has a transportation background, but is going to speak to how do we cultivate safety leaders across all industries. Jorge Torres is going to be also in a similar vein, talking about coaching and mentoring your way to safety. So excited to continue that journey about mentorship and training, coaching and learning more in that regard. And then Larry Keim is going to be kind of rounding out our day with five critical challenges facing the crane and lifting industry today. So cranes and lifting really impacts almost all industries, at least in Central Florida. And so really excited to kind of dive deep into that. And our local Orange County Fire and Rescue will also be having a hands-on fire extinguisher training for anybody who may want to kind of brush up on those skills or learn new skills associated with fire extinguishers as well.
So I have to say, you have a lot of good stuff coming about, and I have to really make mention to that last thing that you're talking about with the hands-on fire extinguisher training. That is so undervalued by most people that they don't understand how important that is to be able to do that in portion, because you have a good idea on what to do, but until you physically do it, it's one of those things that it's like, oh, now I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. You can train 1,000 times in your brain about how to do it, but until you physically do the full operation, it's a little bit different than what most people expect.
Oh, absolutely. And that's definitely one of those skills. Not only is it, you know, potentially important in the workplace, but at home as well. So definitely a very exciting opportunity that Orange County is offering for us.
So if people want to find out more information about the event and when they can acquire tickets, where do they need to go?
Yes, so they can acquire tickets at www.acfs.org. And right there on the front page, they can find information about our tickets. And it will just be the single day attendee ticket. And that purchase occurs through Eventbrite for $50. And again, definitely take advantage of it sooner rather than later, because as it gets closer to that February 4th date, we will transfer over to sales occurring at the door.
Okay, well, Emily, I do appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from Jay Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking, rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
What? Mysterious safety training, old, stale, and hacked. Mysterious safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Steel sky bleeding, electric rain. Every thought a mirror chain. I built this faith on broken sound.
Okay, there you go. It is 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, this one's called Can't Tune In. Because that's what I decided to title it, so that's what it's called. Take a listen.
If I can't tune in, would I be better off dead? The signal.
So I have to tell you, I'm pretty excited about the event going on with ACFS, February the 4th. And you know, I didn't mention it during the interview, but I guess I'll mention it now. We're going to be broadcasting from there, February the 4th. Taking place here in a good old Orlando. Would love to see you there. Anyways, Can't Tune In, produced in-house, just FYI. At least lyrically. Yeah, still not available anywhere. I haven't released any of these yet. I need to really consider what the hell I'm going to do with all this stuff. So that's what we need to talk about. Okay, so with that being said, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, you'll see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To write love
on her arms. I'm going to tell you, you go to that website, it can change all kinds of things for you. And I don't say that jokingly. I say that seriously, because that's how much of an impact that website can have just in regards of the information that is readily available there. So there you go. Okay, so let's do this. Let's continue talking a little bit about some of the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. The Dow gained about 185 points yesterday to close at 47,474 on Tuesday. And the S&P increased by 16 points to close at 6,829. The NASDAQ increased by 137 points to close at 23,413. West Texas Intermediate was at $58 a barrel. Brent crude was at $62 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $2.99 Tuesday, making it the first time it dropped below $3 since May 12th of 2021. Bitcoin gained on the day. It's back up over $91,000. So a lot of stuff going on inside of the world. So what do you think? What do you think? I'm just asking the question. Just asking the question. So let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you this one out of showbiz real quick because I think it's going to be important. But take a listen to this. YouTube released the annual list of the biggest trends.
Duh.
So we're going to talk about this. Trending topics for 2025 include Squid Games, Roblox, K-pop Demon Hunters, Charlie Kirk, and Labubu. The top songs of the year are Die With a Smile, Apate, or APT, the most tracks from Netflix was K-pop Demon Hunters was, of course, everything that was tracking there for the most part. The Joe Rogan Experience topped the list of the top podcast of the year. And by the way, YouTube celebrated the 20th birthday this year. This was according to The Wrap. Think about that. The 20th anniversary. Kind of crazy when you start thinking about it when it's all said and done. So there you go. There you go. A lot of stuff talking or a lot of stuff to think about when it's all said and done. So there you go. So take a listen to this real quick. A few unlucky Thanksgiving shoppers, cracked open the trusty Ocean Spray cranberry sauce only to get a can full of water. Not watery sauce, water. Cue the holiday outrage. Ocean Spray admitted that they had gotten a few reports investigating to the mix-up of what happened, and they stressed that the millions of families had normal sauce. But even one bad can is too many, corporate speak, for, yeah, this looks bad, we know. Multiple viral videos hit TikTok, Facebook, showing people opening the can after there was nothing but clear water. One TikTok alone racked up over 10 million views. More customers then piled on the Ocean Spray's website saying their Thanksgiving side dish dream drowned before they even reached the plate. Ocean Spray says that they've even been reaching out to folks who posted the video to learn what happened and to make it right, but they only haven't offered a real details about what the cause was. Turns out the secret family recipe was tap water. I mean, who knew what it was? Take a listen to this.
Water.
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 Can you believe that?
Water.
Unbelievable.
That is so, that's cans of water.
Are you videoing this? Both of them empty.
Oh my gosh. Full of water.
A son of a...
Okay, so there you go. So cranberry sauce that tastes like water. I mean, I guess that's one way to do it. Let's talk to John Smalls. He likes to bring things a little bit happier into the world. Let's do that right now.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Alan. Robert Frost said, "The best way out is always through." I love this. I remember the first time I ever read anything from Robert Frost. I was in fourth grade. My teacher broke her hip and we had a substitute for most of the year. That substitute teacher was a big fan of Robert Frost. She had a poem by him hanging on the wall in the classroom. It was titled "The Road Not Taken." Two roads diverge in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down the one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Anyway, if you have time, I think you might like it too. Again, it's called "The Road Not Taken" by Robert Frost.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Here is the news on the Rosenthal Safety Show.
Heavily armed gangs have swept through Haiti's central region this Monday, torching homes and forcing terrified families to run.
Officials say gunmen killed men, women and children while setting fire to homes in Artibonite, driving hundreds to flee toward nearby towns. Local authorities report that police posts were quickly overwhelmed and some officers retreated in the face of the assault. Aid groups warn that continued gang advances could cut off key roads and worsen already severe shortages of food and fuel. Benjamin Wright reporting.
After a key U.S.-Ukraine meeting in Florida this weekend, diplomatic attention is shifting squarely to Vladimir Putin.
U.S. officials say President Donald Trump's team briefed Ukraine's delegation on a framework they hope to present to Moscow in the coming days. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has described the talks as productive but difficult, stressing there is still significant work ahead on security guarantees and Ukraine's future. Lawrence Keller reporting.
In Lebanon, Pope Leo XIV is drawing huge crowds as he visits religious sites and urges unity.
The Pope has prayed at the tomb of a Lebanese saint revered by both Christians and Muslims, underscoring the country's religious diversity. Church officials say his homilies have focused on reconciliation and the need for communities to stay rooted despite years of political and economic turmoil. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Lawmakers from both parties in Washington are calling for congressional reviews of recent U.S. military strikes on boats suspected of smuggling drugs as questions mount.
Members of key House and Senate committees say they support investigations into reports that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth verbally ordered forces to leave no survivors during a September 2nd operation. Several lawmakers warn that, if accurate, such instructions could violate international law and amount to a war crime. Kyle Norris reporting.
A powerful winter storm is rolling out of the plains toward the Midwest and Northeast, threatening more disruption for travelers.
Forecasters say heavy snow and ice will swept from the central U.S. toward the interior Northeast, with some areas facing fresh whiteout conditions and slick roads. Airlines are warning of additional delays and cancellations after thousands of flights were already disrupted over the long weekend. Meteorologists add that heavy rain could trigger flash flooding. Kevin Sanders reporting.
An appeals court has ruled that former Trump attorney Alina Habba cannot serve as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor.
The court found that Habba's prior work for Trump and involvement in cases tied to his business interests created conflicts that would undermine public confidence in the office. Legal experts note that the decision reinforces longstanding ethics rules meant to shield federal prosecutions from political influence. The White House has not yet named an alternative nominee. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Okay, so here we go. Let's start talking right away about some things that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Let's talk about some things that happened in this day in history. Back in 1997, the Golden State Warrior guard Latrell Sprewell, 4-year, $32 million deal contract is terminated for attacking his coach, PJ Carlissimo. Yeah, that happened back on this date, back in 1997. If you're looking at some celebrity birthdays for today, let's talk about some of those. Daryl Hannah turns 65. Julianne Moore turns 65. Brendan Fraser turns 57. Holly Maureen Combs turns 52. Tiffany Haddish turns 46. Amanda Seyfried turns 40 today. So there you go. That's interesting. I was just watching some pretty long interview with her yesterday from over the weekend. So yeah, pretty good. So there you go. What else do we have? Let's talk about things you ought to know. The average gas price is slipped below $3 a gallon for the first time in 4.5 years, offering some relief for drivers. AAA reports that the national average price of a regular gallon of gas is $2.99. Yesterday, just under Monday's $3 even for the first time since May of 2021. Prices later climbed significantly amid global energy crisis worsened by Russia's war in Ukraine, prompting the Biden administration to tap into emergency oil reserves. Now prices have dropped below 6 cents in the past week and are slightly lower than they were a year ago. The average price was $3.05. So there you go. Also, in some other news, Tiger Woods says that yesterday, he and his son Charlie won't play in the upcoming PNC Championship taking place on December the 18th through the 21st at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Club in Orlando, Florida. The event has been a staple of Wood's calendar in recent years, affording him the chance to play with his son. He made the announcement during an annual press conference as he hosts the Hero World Challenges in the Bahamas. It wouldn't be fair. Not only it wouldn't be fair to my son, but it wouldn't be fair to another team that could play and have the experience that we have had for a number of years, Wood said. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is for $775 million, just in case. And here is last night's Mega Million numbers. The jackpot was $90 million. That was 17, 25, 26, 53, 60. And the Mega Ball was 16. So there you go. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so. We're talking about the world of music and entertainment if you want to come over there and hang out with me for the next couple hours. If you don't want to go over there, that's perfectly fine. I will not be offended. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. I will tell you, if you are deciding to get into the consulting business, that is the man to talk to, because he will take you down the path of what exactly you need to do step by step. I will tell you that many, many, many years ago, I discovered Mr. Sheldon Primus, and I had bought a very expensive consulting course, and his was priced entirely differently, very budget-friendly. And it gave me a lot more information than my high-end dollar course did. So there you go. Just some information for you. So if I can give you some weird facts for today, in Las Vegas, hospital suspended workers for betting on who what patient would die. That happened back in 1980. If you need some words of wisdom for today, knowledge is knowing what to say. Wisdom is knowing when to say it. I don't have that latter part, just in case. And then if I can give you some advice for today, here's one. Combine a cup of cold black tea with 3 teaspoons of vinegar in a spray bottle for cleaning mirrors. You'll be amazed on what that exactly can do. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
Turn the dial one last breath, one last spin. If I can't find the signal, let it find me in the end.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative. And smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book 2 of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author, Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move. You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from Jay Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.